Okay, if you have Shlomo's on Shitas HaRambam, basically I think we completed Shitas HaRambam in our argument that the Lechem Mishnah may have the upper hand in light of Hilchos Malachim over the Kesef Mishnah. We had good arguments back and forth which direction to take the Shulchan Aruch. Is the Shulchan Aruch predicated more on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina point of view? But certainly for the Rambam, we don't have any such suffix, because for the Rambam, it's very clear from Hilchos Malachim that the Rambam, in charting out the development of Tarek Mitzvos, felt the need to count things that weren't Mitzvos, because he's clearly saying the aura of the Oraisa was created. And that's confirmed, of course, by Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger explains, Halalu Devrei Torah, nobody thinks that that means that Tfilas HaMincha is a Din D'Oraisa, but Tfilas HaMincha has a root in the D'Oraisa, unlike Tfilas Ni'ilas She'arim. Okay, so that's exactly where we were holding. My goal for today is really just to finish off with what we were discussing, and seeing how other Rishonim process the Gemara. Again, we have to allow the different Rishonim to have some degree of autonomy here, not to try to pin them all down into Shitas HaRambam. But again, I think that we saw that Rashi also, without a Psak Halacha, but Rashi certainly understood that Tfilas Avos Tiknum doesn't mean a Takana, it means Kediktani Lebraisa Lekamei. And the Bali Atosos also assumed that Tfilas Avos Tiknum actually has a status lehalacha as well. So with that, let's take a look back at some of the Makoros. I'm going to finish this off for today, and then just a few words of Divrei Chizuk in light of the end of Sefer Shmos and the current situation. Okay, so just ask everybody to open up the Makoros. And Yoni, if you don't mind reading, Yoni Weinreich, if you can hear me.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So let's pick it up from.
Rabbi, I think Ben Sion's locked out of Shir and wants to get in. Are you able to put him in?
Yeah, for sure. He needs my specific permission. Okay.
I think so.
Okay. What do I have to do?
Is he maybe in the waiting room that it says?
Can you just send him the ID number? And?
Yeah, I'll try.
Once you send the ID number, I think sometimes the teacher has to let the actual person in.
Okay, I'm checking Ben Sion Rodblatt. I'm looking to see if there's any image of him in distress. Manage participants, reactions, breakout rooms, invite, stop video. There's no function that says rescue Ben Sion.
I had the wrong one.
What is for Ben C 2.0?
Okay, has anybody been in touch with him?
Yeah, I'm texting him.
Did someone send him the new ID?
I did.
I sent it. Yeah.
Okay. So just hopefully he'll be able to join. Okay. Go ahead, Yoni.
From Chidush Hara.
Yeah.
Okay. Emir of Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Tfilas Avos Tiknum. Perish Abraham Avinu Shachris VeYitzchak Avinu Mitzvah VeYakov Avinu Arvis Kedisa BeGemara VeLav BeNusach Zeh Kamrinan Elik Lo Marshes Alu.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. So just translate.
So basically, in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said that Avram Avinu had chakras, that the Avos established Tfilah, that Avram established chakras, Yitzchak established Mincha, and Yaakov established Arvis. But this, they didn't actually establish the Nusach, more just the fact that you daven.
Yeah, so Ella Kilomar, she's Palu, so that they daven. Lab Nusach Zekarminan of Avos Tiknum. So again, the Ra'ah here sounds a lot like which Rishon, Ezra Sepulitz? Which Rishon does the Ra'ah here seem to correspond to? Okay, good, right? Right, Avram Hispalil. Yeah, very good. Excellent. Anybody else come to mind? Who also doesn't like the word Takana? Tosos. Tosos in. Ah, Ben Sion has been rescued. Right, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, says, yeah, it's an issue of Kava as opposed to Hispal. Okay, very good. So that's another Rishon who's on the ledger here. The Shita Mekubetzes, last Rishon. Avos Tiknum Vas Mechin Rabbana Korbanos.
So just like Karbanos, they established it as a chova for
tefillah. Yeah, it wouldn't have been enough for the avos to be misakin. Okay, that cannot possibly generate a chiyuv. V'as rabbanon v'as mechinu akarbanos for the sake of generating a chova. So again, I think what we've seen that many different rishonim, in their own way, picked up on, you know, this is something like a fascinating thing, picked up on one word in the Gemara of Tiknum, and again, Rashi, in his way, Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, certainly the Rambam, the Ra'ah, the Shita Mekubetzes, so we have five Rishonim, literally, right, who tell us exactly the way to interpret Tfilos Avos Tiknum, in a way that doesn't, create the impression that the Avos are capable of making a takana. So just to summarize, I thought this is a very helpful summarize of basically all of our shiurim from this week. Let's take a look at the words of Rav Yashiv from Masechta Brachos. Okay, so this is his chidushim. Ephraim, you want to do the honors? Geder takana sa'avos b'tfila? Right, it's a very good way of formulating is to say, I don't owe you a nickel, I have a brisa too, why don't you answer my brisa? In fact, Ephraim, that was the basis of whose argument yesterday in the Notes of Kalim? Exactly, less says, right? Like, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yochanan can say, you know, like, okay, I don't really feel like I have to answer this question, but I can answer this question, and where does that leave you, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, sir?
Yeah, but it feels like Rabbi Yashiv is pretending as if the Gemara says, Kneged Avos Tiknum, where it doesn't. If you meant Kneged Avos Tiknum, it would have said it.
The Kesef Mishnah said that, Kneged Avos.
Right, but I don't know, the Gemara doesn't say it. Should I continue, Rabbi?
Yeah, go ahead. You see, Ephraim, the entire analysis of Rebbe Yashiv hinges on this word, right? He's like totally focused on what does Tiknu mean here.
The sharks feel as full of new feels for shus. V'im tfilozo tehe keneged korbanos harei shetfilas harbis rishos sharei var mikdara meyamah.
Right, so he takes a more conventional approach with respect to the nafka min in terms of ma'ariv. Some of us expressed in the opposite direction, right? You could have said, no, if it's keneged tmidim tiknum, you can't compare, you know, hekter chalavim ve'evarim to the other karbanos. But, you know, why should Yaakov Avinu be any different? The one caveat that we'd introduced that might run against Rav Eliashiv's assumption here is that if you assume that Yaakov's tefila was a fundamentally different category of tefila, instead of Yitzchak being Mosef to Avram, if we assume that the tefila of Yaakov Avinu was the Be'ez Tzara, then that's why I say tefila sa'erav ein lo keva, it's not subject to being kavua, so you could make that argument that Yesh Hevdel ben tefila sa'avot arvis l'shar tefilos based on the original circumstances of Yaakov Avinu. So that's again, you know, Rav Eliashiv here is reflecting, I think, the conventional wisdom. Our approach is largely in that direction, but we were open to the possibility that maybe, maybe even within the world of Tfilos Avos Tiknum, Yesh Lachkor, whether or not, Yaakov Avinu's Tfila is really on par with Shachris and with Mincha. Okay, a couple questions. Let's go in order. First, Ilan. Well, again, I think that what he's saying is that they should all be on equal footing. There's no reason to make a distinction between Yaakov davening and Yitzchak davening and Avram davening, that at that time, until the Chachamim came along, they would just have a status of Rishus. There's no internal reason to make a distinction. But can I get to meet him, Tiknum? You'd have to relate to the difference between an actual karban and hekter chalav and ve'evarim. Let me just make sure I'm getting all the hands here. Ephraim and then Levi.
Yeah, so the way Prager and I analyzed this, the line in Rav Eliashiv is that there would all be rishos, is that if your prior conception is the avos, so there was no chogah upon the avos to daven, right? Their tfilos were tfilos of rishos. So even if we were going to make that something with doros, we would make it the same form they had, which was Rishos. On the other hand, when we were offering a Korban Tamid, so the Korban Tamid is something which is Chova. So if your model is a Korban Tamid which is Chova, you're going to establish Tfilos Chova, except for Darim Ve'Varim, which aren't the Chova. On the other hand, if your model is a Tfilos Avos, which was a Tfilos Rishos, then you establish them all as Tfilos Rishos.
I hear that, but remember just in terms of Rav Eliashiv's, you could have said that. I think that Misvara, that makes sense. But what do you do with the line? Just previous to that, when he discusses what it means as mechul rabbanan akarbanos, alzeh adach chivam rishen perusha shavos tiknum el chacham tiknum al pi takanas avos vihismichu takanas alamashis palo avos, in the context of making it a chova. Let me just find the exact line. Sorry. Chacham Tiknum Mishum Maisa Avos. I'm just reading. I just wanted to show you the line where I think he's pretty clear that even within the world of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina is established as a chova, even if the avos are the paradigm of rishos, as you're saying. Right, that's the last line for his paragraph. Tzarech lomar hacha shema shetzarech leis palel humim neisha tiknu chachamim vachamim tiknu mishum maisa avos. Right, it's not rishos. Here he makes a comparison explicitly to Gid Hanasha.
Right, but I think he was only comparing it to Gid Hanasha to talk about, something Koda Matan Torah. And the way it's Tara plus Bala is the same way Arbus is Tara plus Bala. That Kibu Kobe, you know, Kobe is Yisrael Aleim Kehovah.
But that would be, but again, that was driven by the Chachamim. You're saying that for El Yashav, you think that if it was a pure Avos Teknum, right, then everything could have really ended up being a Rishos, which I agree to. I'm just saying La'achar Asmuchura Banana Korbanos. You're saying that if you really paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, right, then they all would have, the most the rabbis would have been able to do is to establish them as a Rishos, and then it would have been up to us to sort of formalize them as a chova. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's Midrash for Rishos that use at the end. Although I guess you could say basically that's the beginning of the Gemara, and then when we say Asmachinu Rabbanan Akrabanos, then da'afi, you're introducing a chova.
That's what I was saying.
Right, or you could just say that the whole idea is Rav Eliyashiv was trying to just say they would all, as in he's talking about Arvis, which we know is Rishus. So he says, okay, so if we say it's Avos Teknum, then there shouldn't be a difference between Arvis and everything else, and everything should be like Arvis. It's not. I don't know if it has to be so meduya that he used the word Rishus and not Kulakli Yehovah. I don't think there would have been a difference.
Yeah, I'm more noted to say in that direction. You heard what Ephraim was saying. But I think, again, just the comparison is to the Gid Hanasha. So that's exact. So one of them is that the Torah told us, okay, you know, now it's going to become a chova. So Ephraim, you heard him saying, that doesn't sound like we have to daven because Klal Yisrael accepted it as a minag. As a chova, but it really would have been a rishus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very good heyara, but I think I stand by my original interpretation. Okay. So what we added today was that the ra'ah and the shita mikubatzes are basically in agreement with Rashi, with Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, with the Rambam, and there is a very viable approach to say maybe against the Kesef Mishnah, and I leave it b'tzarach iyun. What exactly the Shulchan Aruch was saying, you know, was it Keneged Rival? Was it Keneged Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina? In light of Yenison's point from yesterday, it still seems to me that Rival is mostly focused on the Zman more than anything else, but Enachanami that, you know, Yeshua done, and I don't want to oversell that point. But we've seen now many, many, many Rishonim who lead us to a very distinct possibility. We actually paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, in which case you have a fascinating middle category in halacha. And I just want to spend 1 minute talking about this, and then we'll get into some divrei hashkafa before we wrap up.
Rabbi, you said I'd go after Ephraim
for the week. 1 second, Levi. Just give me a minute, okay? So I think that what's really fascinating about this is that normally we think in terms of more like black and white categories, you know, d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, or even the intermediate categories of divrei sofrim, whereas you've heard me may say many times, it's the rabbis extending a din d'oraisa. The example I always give is chametz b'shah shishis, right? So the rabbi said there, the Torah says you can't have chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after chatzos hayom, achilek, right? Lo sochal alav chametz. But the rabbi said, we're going to peel that back an hour, the Isser Achila, as well as the Isser Hana. The fifth hour, on the other hand, is just an Isser Derabanan of Achila. That's a pure Gzeira Derabanan. There's no chashash of Gozer and Gzeira L'Gzeira, because the 6 hours is an Gzeira. It's Midivrei Sofrim. But I think that the value, like the meta value of this Sugya, is it introduces something else entirely and puts in much more nuance to the context, to the concept of Nisna Torah v'Nischad Shahalacha. And it gets you thinking in the direction of, there are things that could happen prior to Matan Torah that can exert an enormous influence on the structure of halacha li'achar Matan Torah. And Chazal will sometimes look to things before Matan Torah, you know, to establish that. So yeah, it's true that Shiva and, you know, Shiva in terms of Avelus and Shivas Yimei HaMishta in the context of a chasana is a takan of Moshe Rabbeinu. That much is obvious. But who's to say that Moshe wasn't influenced by Vayas lo'aviv evel shivas yamin. Right, and the same thing is true of Gid Hanasha as well, right? Sometimes the Torah will consecrate, you know, particular things. So what we're dealing with in our sugya is that tfilos avos tiknum, not in a formal sense of a takana, you know, the fact that the avos did this, you know, had halachic ramifications, you know, in later doros. And I think that's a very important middle category. And I go back to the Rambam Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. The Rambam is charting the course of halacha from one mitzvah to 613 mitzvahs. And he feels the need to say, Tfilo, you know, Avram hispalel, v'Yitzchak hosif, v'Yaakov hispalel, because that did exert an influence on the development of halacha, on the evolution of halacha. And maybe what happens later on is very much a product of that. It's reminiscent of the Ramban. The Ramban, the Bris Ben Abisarim, says that, Avram Avinu was told to take certain animals, chali, egla mishulasha, so ve'ayil mishulash, etc., etc. That Avram ended up taking the Torah ve'gozal. And the Ramban wants to know, like, you know, how exactly, you know, Avram chose those minim, and what the significance of that is. And the Ramban ends up saying, he has a different stadim, but he has one possibility that the very fact that Avram, not that he necessarily had a nevuah, that these were the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, but the very fact that Avram took the Torah, the Gozal, the Bris Ben Abisarim, is what established all of the Karbanos Ha'of to be within that framework. So I think that's a very good illustration of the idea of Tfilos Avos Tiknim. A Maisa Avos can really be a Halacha Labanim when all is said and done. I think that Ramban is a good makar for our discussion. Levi, thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I had a question and a comment. My comment was that Adashiv only sounds like Tosfos, but going up to the Kesef Mishnah. I don't think anyone said this yesterday. I could be wrong. I don't think anyone said this. Where he says, in the first line, Tfilot Kineged Mi Tiknum, Rabbi Yossi Bar Hanina Omar Kineged Avos Tiknum. He inserts the word Kineged in there. That's just a comment I wanted to make. That it's, throwing the word Kineged in there is like basically saying the same thrust as Rabbi Yashus does.
Right here.
My question was, how does in the last paragraph of Rabbi Yashiv, how does he know that if we had completely tfilos avos tiknum, why would they be a reshus? Why wouldn't they be a chova?
Well, again, that's the point that we were debating before between Ephraim and Akiva and myself. We ended up concluding, I think, that didn't actually mean a full rishus. What he was saying that, you know, if all you had was tfilos avos tiknim is postas mechur rabbanon akarbanos, so then it would be a rishus. But in light of the fact that as mechur rabbanon akarbanos, so the rabbis would come and establish everything as a chova, maybe with the exception of Maariv, because when it came to Maariv, where you said the circumstances were a little bit different.
I fully understand that, but I'm asking, even if it were completely tefilos avos tiknum,
right?
Still, why would that be rishus?
Well, again, because they can't generate a chiyuv. That's the whole premise of his.
No, but he said that tefilos avos tiknum means like alpi avos tiknum.
Right.
That it was.
That the chachamim came along.
Mishum ma'aseh avos.
Right.
So it would be still a takana of the chachamim. So why can't there be a
chova? He says that, I think he's saying that's exactly what the transition in the Gemara is. That's exactly where the Gemara transitions from Avos Tiknum Tas Mechur Rabbanan Akarbanos. Right?
Okay.
That in other words, if when the Avos Tiknum Tas Mechur Rabbanan Akarbanos, all the tfilos should be exactly on the level playing field. But if you say connected to me, them tiknum, my rib is still the odd man out.
Oh, no, I don't understand how he's saying that's a transition. The Gemara just seems to say, Tzvios avas tiknum, ing haven osam, da-da-da, ela she tiknum chacham et nisbala.
Right, so he's saying that according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right, can I get tmidim tiknum, Hector chalav vevarim isn't going to be ma'akev, so my rib is going to be different than everything else. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, tfilos avos tiknum, ve'as mechu rabbanon akarbanos, by the time you get there, so everything is going to be on the same playing field. We didn't really think that he meant that they could only be metakin as a rishus, right, but that they were taking things that were originally rishus, and then formalizing them.
No, I don't understand how you're reading it that way.
Okay, so I think maybe you missed the discussion before that we had.
No, I was here for the discussion.
Okay, so then, you know, maybe we'll try to, I'll try to, if you stay on afterwards, I'll try to help, okay? Okay, so just a very brief thought, because I don't want to keep everybody late. You know, the structure of Sefer Shmos has to do with the expansion between the Jewish people, family, to a nation. So it starts with the words Es Yaakov Ishu Beisovau, and it concludes with Ki Anan Hashem Al Mishkan Yomam VeEish Tielai Labo LeNeichol Beis Yisrael BeChol Masehem. So it's about going from Es Yaakov Ishu Beisovau to something called Kol Beis Yisrael, which basically means that the Jewish people are a nation that's characterized by a sense of Arevos and Achrayos as a family. Now the mechanism for that is really the Mishkan. The Mishkan allows, Ki Anan Hashem Mishkan Yomam Ve'esh Tielai Labo, since we're all surrounding the exact same Mishkan, so that keeps us, like a family, you know, much more integrated and cohesive. But this, of course, is related to the responsibilities that we all have towards each other as part of a family-nation. What we call Kol Beis Yisrael, an expanded household. And the other two times that this term is used in the Chumash really highlight this point. First, in the context of Nadav and Avihu. This is the second instance in the Torah. Nadav and Avihu die, so Aaron, Elazar, and Itamar are not allowed to mourn. But the Torah says, V'achechem Kol Beis Yisrael, Yivku es Hasreif Asher Sarav Hashem. Normally, only immediate family mourns. But since the immediate family can't mourn here because it's the day of inauguration of the Mishkan, so everybody else picks up the slack. Everybody else becomes expanded family. And that's also the third time that the Torah's expression, Kol Beis Yisrael, is in the death of Aaron. Vayivku as Aaron, Kol Beis Yisrael, Shloshim Yom, because Aaron was really responsible for keeping the Jewish people together a family nation. He was the Oyev Shalom, he was the Rodev Shalom. We know the Chalbana is Keneged Aharon, the Ketores is his personal Korban, because he was the one who reached out to Poshe Yisrael. So now is really a time for us to think about this. Kol Beis Yisrael, they're physically separated, but our level of achrayas to each other by observing the measures of social distance are just like immediate and much, 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 much greater. And so I think that the opportunity for us to do gemilos chasadim begufo, as opposed to the normal levels of gemilos chasadim and tzedakah, is really a kiyum for all of us in the opportunity that Kol Beis Yisrael presents. We're not just a nation, but we're profoundly a family -nation. That's a great success of Sefer Shmos. The ki ish echad v'lev echad of Maimad Har Sinai gets transferred to the Mishkan, ki anan Hashem al Mishkan Yomam v'esh tialai labo. So we've expanded our definition of a bias from Es Yaakov Ishu Beso Bo to encompass all of Klal Yisrael. So we're a nation with the din of a family, and I think that's a very important thing to keep in mind, especially as we take care of the most vulnerable members of our family. Let's not forget that incredible interchange between Moshe and Paro at the end of the story of the Makos, where Paro says "Mi v'mi ahochem," and Moshe's response is "Bin arenu." Uvis kenenu neilech. Bin arenu uvis kenenu neilech means that we all have responsibility, especially young to old. Old people are particularly threatened, not to say young people are immune, but old people are particularly threatened by this. We all, by observing these measures of social distances, reduce the spread of the virus so that if, God forbid, older people contract it, they get the medical care that they need, which is not a given right now, unfortunately. And moreover, that it prevents them from getting the virus entirely by keeping levels down in society, and making sure that we're delivering food to them, keeping them indoors, and allowing them to shelter in place. So this is a really an important moment for Kol Beis Yisrael, for each and every one of us, to think about ourselves as extended members of the same household. Le'enei Kol Beis Yisrael b'chol ma'aseihem, the great triumph of Sefer Shmos, Es Yaakov Yishu Beis Obo, transitions to become Kol Beis Yisrael, with all of the responsibilities that we have for family, which is why the Torah, and I know you have to go in 10 seconds, which is why the Torah always, always, always stresses that when there's a Jew in need, how does the Torah formulate all the Dinei Tzedakah? With the word Achicha, right? The Achicha Ha'evyon, it's a brother, it's not just a member of your nation, a fellow citizen, but it goes far beyond that. Okay, guys, get to your next period. I don't want to keep you...